North Carolina native Sidney Wiggins was just 18 years old when he joined the Army in 1942. During World War II, he served in the Philippines and Japan and rose to the rank of Staff Sergeant. Wiggins now lives in Washington, D.C., and that's where his nephew, News & Notes producer Christopher Johnson, called Wiggins to ask about his service.
Actually, I was in with a quartermaster truck company, and our main function was to take supplies to the front on up. And I was young and healthy and ambitious and all that good stuff, so I kind of enjoyed it. I was a little black boy that had never been further than North Carolina and Maryland in my life, and now I'm 7,000 miles from home. But I was okay. I had been prepared by my parents, giving me the basic things that I needed to function in life.
What stands out that makes you so proud of your work there?
Well, what I was saying is, the amount of discipline, the camaraderie, the ability to meet, greet, and be able to work with other people, to realize that, you know, the world wasn't centered around me, but I was an important part of it. I felt I was making a contribution to the welfare of our country. To be promoted up the rank from private to corporal to sergeant to staff sergeant. And I was proud because I was physically able. My body was in good shape. They had really trained me well. The military had psyched me up to where I thought I was somebody. Only to find out when I came back home and the conditions were the same, particularly for us black folks.
And when you were over there, what did you dream about?
Well, you know, I wasn't married. I was single, and I'd gone in pretty young. And my concern was really my mother, because the money that I had, I sent it back home. I was always mama's boy anyway.
I get that honestly then, huh?
Yeah.
You were talking about the difference between what you found when you were away and how you'd risen in the ranks and done this hard work and really felt like you were being rewarded for the work you were putting in. And then you come back to the United States like so many black vets did, especially after World War II. What did you find?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I came back to find almost the same segregation that I encountered before I left here. And I think that part was not totally strange to me because I've been brought up in it. But I had hoped that it would have been somewhat different because you feel that you made a contribution. But to come back and you still go into the little tavern and you're told that you have to go around to the side window because we don't serve colored in here. You would hope when you return that you'd just be another human being. But those things hadn't changed. And that was quite disappointing.
Given all of that and given the kind of discrepancy between what you felt you'd worked hard for, what you'd earned, not what you was just owed to you, but what you'd earned and how you were being treated when you got back, how did you make sense of it in your head? And what did you do to push past it in a way? Because you did pretty good for yourself, all those things considered.
The way I always felt, even when I came back and went back to work for the government and such, I felt that if you could not change the system, then you could do for yourself. You could build up your own way of life. You could work. You could be conscientious in what you do and thrifty in what you did with your money. I was able to achieve what I did achieve through just believing in myself.
That was Sidney Wiggins speaking with his nephew, News & Notes producer Christopher Johnson. Wiggins served as Army Staff Sergeant in the Philippines and Japan during World War II. He now lives in Washington, D.C.